Okay, the Siyata Dishmaya, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel introduced us to the concept of Muktzah Machmas Kisarin Kis, which is one of the least understood areas of Muktzah for many. Let us start with a Rashi that we emphasized when we did the Daf on the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Gimel on the base. Rashi tells us that when you have a plow that's not used on Shabbos, it's Muktzah. You're not allowed to be Metalto. Why? So the Holy Rashi said, the Hanef Kapit Alayu, that were makbid on it, umiyachalem makom, and one is miyachim makom for it, to lo chazulim lach acheres, because it's not used for another malacha. Rashi said three things. Number one, you're makbid. Number two, you're miyachid. Number three, it's not used for another malacha. And what we're going to discuss are these three statements in Rashi that all explode halacha lemaisa, even in discussions bizman hazeh. The poskim discuss in our Iyun Shiurim, we would have gone through all the Rishonim and the Achronim, but in Halacha L'maisa from the Daily Daf, we'll jump straight ahead to the Poskim. The Chazon Ish says that this category of Muktzah, Machmas, Chisarin, Kis is clearly a category that is not meant to convey what the words say literally. Literally, the words are Muktzah due to the expense, Machmas, Chisarin, Kis. That if it's expensive, then it's going to be usur. So if you take a look at Rashi, points out the Chazon Ish, Rashi said nothing about expensive. Rashi said that you can't move this in these kalim at all, that people are makbid for it, they're miyachi makom, and it's not used for a malach acheres. So the Chazon Ish says you could have something that's very cheap, but if it's designated in a particular place, if it has a particular place, so then in such a case, it will be muktzah, and vice versa. You could have something that's very expensive, but doesn't have a particular place, it would not be muktzah. So for example, to take the Chazon Ish's example, to tease it out, you could have silverware that's $1,000 silverware, which of course you're allowed to use on Shabbos, but you could have, according to the Chazon Ish, a picture that was a cheap picture that you bought in Meir Sha'arim for 3 shekel, but if it has a particular place on the wall, so then in such a case, it's going to be Muktzah Machmas Chisarin Kis. This is the position of the Chazon Ish. And many people are not aware of that. Many people think of Muktzah Machmas Chisarin Kis as those things that are very expensive that you only put in the china closet. So the Chazon Ish said, no, it doesn't have to be expensive. It just needs to be that it's something that's Miyachei Makom. However, our grand Rebbe, Rav Nevenzal Shlita, his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nevenzal taught us, disagreed with the Chazon Ish on this front. He held that if you look through Shulchan Aruch doesn't emphasize being miyachid makom. And being miyachid makom for the Shulchan Aruch is only a simon that it is something that a person holds as being their makbid on it. They're makbid on it. In other words, one of the simanim that a person is makbid on it is they leave it in a particular place. For example, a Mickey Mantle autographed baseball, one would not leave it around. One doesn't throw around a Mickey Mantle autographed baseball. Counterintuitive, but that's the metzius. In other words, the ball was made not to be put into a... But go figure the way the world thinks. Anyhow, the whole idea of the autograph is ridiculous. So the point is that you're miyachin makom. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, what happens if it's something that just in its usage, you generally put it in a specific place? An example I just thought of is, let's say you have a soap holder, and you a soap dispenser, and you put the soap always in the soap dispenser. Does that mean that the soap is considered Muktzah Machmas Chisarin Kis? So obviously not. Probably the Chazon Ish would also agree to that. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the same would apply to inexpensive picture. If it's an inexpensive picture, the fact that you're miyachei makom is not enough. It needs to be that you're miyachei makom because it's chashuv for you. Because it's chashuv for you, then you're going to be miyachei makom. So this, to this day, is a different traditions, and this is the tradition that we were mekabel from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it has to be that you're miyachei makom because you're makbid. That was the words of Rashi. The Hanach Kapit Alayu u'miyachin l'makom. So it's really a machlokas of how to read the Rashi. Is miyachin l'makom a simin of Kapit Alayu, or is miyachin l'makom, according to Chazon Ish, a separate din? Rashi also concluded, de lo chazu l'malach acheres. that it can't be used for any other malacha. Here, we have a chumrah from Rav Shlomo Zalman in our tradition. And that is, Rav Shlomo Zalman held that if you have an item that's a klisha malachto l'isser, that could only be used for isser and can't be used for anything else on Shabbos, what would an example of that be?
A drill.
Maybe. Let's say you're arguing a drill. That might be a good example. The big discussion is, what about a smartphone? So in such a case, it's not chazi l'malacha acheres. It can't be used for anything on Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman held, the way Rav Nemetzal understood, is that that also becomes a muktzah machmas chisaron kis. In other words, when you have an item that has absolutely no use on Shabbos, you can never use it, Rav Dovi suggesting maybe a drill, it will have absolutely no use on Shabbos beheter, unlike a hammer and so on, so then in such a case, then it becomes muktzah machmas chisaron kis. Because remember, muktzah machmas chisaron kis is not the pshat that it's expensive. Muktzah machmas chisaron kis is that you're makbid not to use it for anything else. If you're makbid not to use it for anything else, so then in such a case, it would not have the din of klisha malachta l'isser, and it has the din of muktzah machmas chisaron kis. This was a big question. It was a big, both of the issues that we mentioned is a big question. And then in such a case, we need to discuss, what about a smartphone? A smartphone also, if the smartphone could be used for something else, that would be heter, so then in such a case it would be mutter. But if the smart on Shabbos, for example, if the phone has its time on it, if the phone keeps the time on it the whole time, most of the phones, they go off. So then in such a case, then Rav Shlomo Zalman held that it fell into the category of muktzah machmas chisaron kis, because it has absolutely no purpose and no use on Shabbos. You could have been mefakpik with Rav Shlomo Zalman. You could have said that no, there were a bunch of conditions. It needed to be that you're makbid, miyachin makom, and lo chazin lo chacheres. But what if it's lo chazin lo chacheres, but you're not makbid to leave it in a particular place? Then maybe in such a case, then it wouldn't be muktzah machmas chisaron kis. But that was how Rav Nemetzal taught me in regards to that shita. And it comes out, we have a kula from Rav Shlomo Zalman and a chumra from Rav Shlomo Zalman in regards to muktzah machmas chisaron kis. We'll stop over here.